Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about narcissism. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what is specific to the psychology of adolescence when it comes to narcissism?
Yes, so adolescence we consider, psychologically speaking, to be a very crucial transition which solicits this narcissistic aspect of the foundation of the self. So there's three different layers that are required, psychologically speaking, to build up a sufficiently solid sense of self into adulthood. So the original, this earliest level, is the infant self, like I said previously, held physically and mentally by their parent. The second primary, it was called the primary narcissism, happens during early childhood and is the result of a very deep interdependency between the child and the parent, but increasingly the child opens up to the outside world when they begin school. The third level is what we call the secondary level of the narcissistic construction, and it's around the individuation, so the development really of the capacity to think for oneself. And adolescence, if you like, occurs at a crossroads developmentally between these very, reactivating these very early stages, leaving the childhood and going towards this more individuated part of entering adulthood.
And that, as we know, is a difficult transition for many, but many people would actually say teenagers are naturally self-centered. So does that actually make them narcissistic?
Yeah, so we could say teenagers
Yes, it
are,
does. Right,
we,
fine.
Okay, we agree. And that is a kind of healthy, normal part. It's a phase of life. Just like small children also are very self-centered and the world does spin around them. And that is, they need to be the delight in everyone's eyes for a period of time. And that's kind of a normal and healthy phase. And for adolescents, we could say similarly, they are quite self-obsessed. Something specific in terms of the construction of the self at adolescence is there's this double piece between how would they like to be seen in other people's eyes, so they're really navigating ideals about themselves, and then how they think they are seen, which is being confronted with reality. They might not live up to those ideals. And therefore, that's the real key piece about the adolescence, that they are potentially in a very uncomfortable juggling, match between ideals and reality.
So that's a grandiose ideals versus reality, which, of course, can be quite dull, frankly.
Absolutely. It can be very dull. And the more fragile we are, if you like, the more we depend on others and the less we can receive from at the same time. And that can be quite threatening for adolescents if they are, you know, seeking independence, but in a needy state of mind. And that can be intolerable. You asked me earlier about, you know, what does that look like when it comes to psychological consultations? That is where conflict happens for teenagers, is when it comes to, I'm very needy, but I want so much to be autonomous, and that's in conflict. And then they act out on that line, if you like.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net, and you can hear that episode and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.